Hello, hello. This is Ty, Find Your Beast with Ty. I would like to start this off by talking about contribution to our society. What aspect of our society troubles you the most? I want to talk a little bit and actually keep this short today. I think we have a conundrum of things going on. I think we need to start trying to take care of each other. Looking out for each other. I think there's people out there that need, you know, a hand up or lift each other up. Just say some good words to people. If you start thinking about that person, I want you to just go ahead and call them or text them, say something good. Tell the person at that time, this, I was thinking about you. And as I was thinking about you, I just want to give you a shout out and say, hey, thinking about you, hoping that you're doing okay over there. I know some people, you know, they feel uncomfortable doing that or making that change at that point in time. But you have this opportunity to make a difference in people's lives and in your own life, because what you're doing is you're setting a tone of change within yourself. That change starts with us. We set the culture for ourselves. No one else does. And as we move forward and as we make that difference in our lives, we have this opportunity to shrug off whatever's going on out there in our world, like the Rona right now. We can make a difference in what happens throughout our lives. So what aspect of our society troubles you the most? Well, there's a lot going on out there, and what troubles me the most is people just not taking care of each other. I think us masterminders here, we can actually devise plans and ideas to actually come up with a greater solution of building that trust within each other. So everybody out there on the mastermind group, come up with some ideas of how can you make a difference, set the tone, regardless of what's going on around you, regardless of if you have your own issues and problems, all of us do. We got this opportunity to make a difference and make a different contribution in our society. As we move forward, shake off whatever's going on, the cobwebs or in our minds and us telling ourselves bad things about ourselves. Here we go. We got this opportunity to make a difference within ourselves and then spread the joy to other people. So my contribution is to be risible. I love that word, is making people, you know, happy, trying to put a dose of happiness out there, trying to make a difference. Most people know me that, hey, I'm going to be happy regardless of what you're in. If you're in your pity party, that's okay. I've been in the pity party, and then I snap out of it. I snap out of it a lot faster nowadays. It doesn't last as long as it used to. It used to last quite a bit. So we can make this difference and shake things up. Some of you have very intuitive states of mind. So by making that contribution, what happens is those troubles go away internally, and then we're able to spread joy and love to other people. As I said, this podcast is going to be pretty short today, but I want us to kind of think of the song The Hokey Pokey, per se. The Hokey Pokey, you know, you dip one toe in, you dip another toe in, and then all of a sudden we dip our whole self in. You got to go for it. You got to get your whole self in, because there is no greater wealth in the world than peace of mind. And I think all of us want the same goal. We want the same things to happen. We want to make a difference in our society. And as we walk through society and make that difference, I think we just have this great opportunity to tell someone something good. first tell yourself something good, and then tell someone that you admire or love or whatever else that, hey, I just wanted to give you a shout out and say, hey, I want to tell you something good. I want to be in your corner and tell you something good, even if you told yourself something negative today. Step up. Be focused. Be in there. Get into the game. Now, it's going to be tough sometimes. It's going to be hard sometimes to walk that line of always being uplifting and things like that. I don't expect for you to always be uplifted, but I expect for you to at least try to say something good to yourself and try to uplift yourself so that you can move forward throughout the day. Because what happens is, if we don't move forward throughout our day, we're always going to continue playing that record within ourselves. So stop for a minute and say something good to yourself. If you can't say it, at least write it down. And if you're watching, I want to tell you that you're amazing. If you didn't tell yourself you're amazing today, I'm going to say that you're amazing. Remember that. If you don't remember nothing else that we talk about, I want to make a contribution to you and everyone out there listening that you are amazing. And hopefully we spread that to other people. Just say something good to somebody at least once a day. I think in our Toastmasters, we had a very good Toastmasters this time, going up meeting strangers. You know, a lot of times we try to avoid eye contact with each other. I don't. I'm that person that's trying to wave you down. Hey, how you doing? You can't see my smile, but you can feel the smile that I'm actually smiling at you. A lot of times you never know if that person needed that smile. If you only have one smile to give, give it to someone who needs it. Give it to someone who wants to make a difference in themselves, but they just down in the dumps right now. And that's okay. That happens all the time. It happens all the time. Something maybe tragic happens, something that you got to work through. But a lot of times if you develop techniques and you start developing that resiliency, you're going to get up. You got to get up because life is going to knock you down. That's normal. But you got to remember, you got to keep getting up regardless of what's going on. Because then that's going to make a difference in what you're doing and where you're at in your own life. Now, for masterminders out there that's in our mastermind group, I want you to reach deep down, get over what's going on, and start taking care of yourself and take care of each other. Because within you, what you seek is already there. If you just uncover it and allow it to make a difference within you, allow it to make a difference within you. It's already there. You already got the power. You made it this far. You can even go farther. All you have to do is believe. If you believe you can make a contribution, you're going to be able to make a contribution. A lot of times what happens is we don't believe in ourselves. We don't believe in the contribution that we make in our society. Little acts of kindness. I think one time on our mastermind group, somebody said, "Why don't you cut a grass for an older person? Why don't you go help somebody out? If it's snow on the ground, I think I've, you know, done snow removal." I actually used it as my workout because I was eating cakes and pies and things like that. So it was more or less like a workout for me, but that's okay. If you help enough people in life get what they want, you get what you want anyway. That's how it works, because we got to plant good seeds. And as we plant good seeds, what we're trying to do is make a difference. We're trying to tell society this is how we want to behave and this is how we want to be. We don't want to be like what everybody else is doing. We want to be different. We want to make things different for our society. So people, we have an opportunity to shake things up, little acts of kindness to each other, contribute something to the world. Another question out there is, if you had the ability to change the world instantly, what would you change? For me, I would change for us to have more love for each other. I think we would actually diminish the corona, I like to call it the Rona, in our society if we just do those small things. If we make that little difference in what actually happening in our minds, we can change it up. We have the ability to shake things up, make a difference, create that love barriers to make the contribution. So if I had the ability to change the world instantly, what would I change? More love. More love for your fellow man. Where we actually looking out for each other, watching each other back. Like the SEALs say, watch my six. I kind of like that, you know, hey, they got my back, I got yours. So we each taking care of each other. As we move forward, this is what we have to do. We have to take care of each other, make a difference in our society, just with a small token of, hey, you look nice today. I just wanted to tell you I was thinking about you. Hey, I look nice today. I think we can make that contribution daily in our society and make that difference with that little act of kindness. The lunch and learn we had this week was the leadership within you, and we talked about getting feedback from our children or our loved ones to actually understand how do they see us. How do they see us? How do they make that difference with inside of us? What things can we do to change that image that they have of us, especially your kids? I mean, most of us don't want our kids to have an image of bad things or things that's not the image you're trying to portray, because you love your kids. You want to make a difference within those. This is our opportunity to make a different contribution and do something different. As we step back, as we make those changes, what do you want to create? Why do you want to create those changes in the world? This will be your next question. Why do you want to create those changes in the world? Because you have to have intention and purpose of why do you want to create these changes. And as we create these changes, what happens is we start to do better. We start to be better. We start to move forward. We start making a difference in ourselves. And then people want to hang out with you because they're like, well, that person's making a difference. That person is saying good things. They're actually, thank you too there, Andrew. I saw you. I appreciate it. You're amazing also. Love you, bro. So as we move forward there and make that difference and step forward to make those contributions in our society, there's small things that we could do daily to shake it up. So why do you want to create those changes? Why I want to create those changes? Because I want less fighting. I want people to get along. I want people to have good discussions about different topics that they always talk about not to talk about. I don't really believe that people are going to ever learn anything if we don't talk about religion. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about any of these things, because guess what? We don't never learn how to talk about these things because you can't talk about that. Well, that don't make sense. How are you going to ever learn something about the way someone sees something unless we talk about it? You got to be bold. You got to want to make a change. You got to want to make a difference. Whatever it is, go for it. They're going to talk about you anyway, so you might as well just go for it. At least you'll feel better. You will actually be able to get your life together, and you'll want to make a difference in other people's lives. As we make this change, as we make a difference, as we want to change up the way things are going. So as we step back, where is your greatest desire to serve? Ask yourself that question. Where is your greatest desire to serve? My greatest desire to serve is serve people. Serve as many people as I can. Hopefully leave at least a nugget or something inside them so that they can feel better about themselves, not talk about themselves, actually be kind to themselves. I hope that, you know, people at least are feeling better and want to move forward and make contributions and spread the word to other people. But we can do this if we all start working together, spreading the word, doing something different. As we make these contributions, we can go further, faster with help of each one of us, making that difference, making that change. We got this if we just serve someone else. Not saying that you can't put your needs first. You have to put your own needs first. Don't forget about that. Take care of you first, because then it's going to be better for them, because you're going to be better equipped, because now you're full of yourself. Now, I know some people said, who do you think you are? You full of yourself. Yeah, I am actually full of myself, because I have to be full of myself to be able to share it with other people. You have to be full of yourself to be able to share some of that gift, some of that energy to other people. You got to be full. I have to do it every morning. I have to fill myself up with good things, listen to good things, actually say good things to myself, want to make a difference inside of me. And then as I do that, what happens is then all of a sudden, booyah, it's like gone. It's like, I gotta get somebody else. I got too much in me. It's too much. I gotta, you know, when you wake that beast inside you, then all of a sudden you want to share it with more people. And as we share it with more people, what happens is we get this contribution of love to another person versus, oh, well, I can't do this or I can't do that. It's a very small act of kindness. If you're thinking about someone, just shoot them a text and say, hey, I was thinking about you. Just wanted to say, hey, thumbs up. I hope you feel better. I hope that you're doing well. That's why I like to ask people, what's the best part of their day? Because best part of their day makes that big difference. A lot of times in most people's lives. So I love that part. I love that part. What's the best part of your day? What has inspired you? What has made that difference? So as we move forward in contribution, and as we take that next step in our leadership roles within ourselves, get feedback from your kids. They're going to give you the best feedback. They're honest. They're real. They're not going to sugarcoat it for you. They're going to draw pictures of what they think. If they're small kids, they're going to draw pictures or write words of what, how to describe your mommy or daddy or whoever. So get that, because that's how we can contribute to them, so that we can paint a better image of ourselves of how they see us. Don't judge them. Let them. If they see you that way, well, that's good. It's good to get them while they're little versus when you get older. Now your kids are grown. Now they're going to see you as a demon or whatever, or a crazy person. And now you're going to wonder why they put you in the nursing home. See, that's going to be the contribution to the nursing home. You don't want to be in the nursing home now because of the fact that you can't go visit people in the nursing home. Now, some people have to go in the nursing home. They can't stay home because they don't have a caregiver that's round the clock. So that kills some of those dreams and kills some of that reality about that. So as we move forward in our lives and as we make that difference, we have an opportunity to make this contribution within our society. We often think doing good works, you know, actually increases our favor. But you actually got to do good within yourself to someone else. you got to serve other people on top of trying to just do good works. So good works alone is not going to make it. You got to have faith. You got to have love, hope, gratitude for what you have to make that difference. So you got to make all those contributions, usually the main three to four that I just said. Then we can move forward and take that leap of faith. I got this. So sometimes I don't get as frustrated with some of these things because of the fact that it's going to be what it's going to be. Only thing I can do is change me. And as I change me, I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to make a step, another step. I'm going to make sure that I have my house in order. I'm going to make sure my finances are in order. Whatever I need to do, I need to work on it. I cannot follow the herd. Our contribution shouldn't be following the herd. Our contribution should be, how can I contribute to our society to make it better? This is where we're at in most of our stigma. We think that we have to be a certain type of way. I don't want everybody to be a certain same type of way. I love different people. I love talking to different people, hearing different aspects. I used to didn't always be that way. I used to be closed-minded like some people are. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear what they have to say. It's their opinion. Sometimes you actually need to hear the bad opinions just as well as the good opinions. Because remember, that's their contribution. If they want to contribute bad opinions, okay. That's okay. That sounds good. But I'm not going to be part of it just because you're contributing bad opinions. Just because you're contributing bad opinions, it don't mean anything. We get an opportunity to make a difference and say, nah, I don't like that opinion. I think I want to contribute something different to our society. Okay, what do you want to contribute? A lot of times people say, well, I want to contribute good things. Most of the time, you know, talking with people, they always say some good things, something tangible, something I want to make a difference in people's lives. I want to shake things up. I want to do something. Okay, well, let's do it. Let's make a difference. Let's talk about how can we, as a community, as a group, can make a difference in other people's lives. We got this. And as we make that difference in people's lives, as we stop for a second and say, what can I truly contribute and make these different little changes, you're going to see these little doses of seeds being planted. You're going to plant these seeds. You're going to walk on water. That's usually my favorite thing I love saying, is walking on water and being a blessing. So instead of looking for something that's negative, look for how I can be a blessing to someone. That's the difference. We get to make that difference and say, this is how I could be different. This is some things in which I can do to shake it up. Because this is how our society can contribute and make these changes throughout and make this difference without being evil, without being mean about things. That's why I don't watch the news. Most of you guys tell me about the news all the time. So I don't need the news. I don't need to watch it. Because somebody in my day is going to tell me about the news. That's fine. Because sometimes the news, you need to know something. I just need to know the blips. I just need to know the short version of that. I don't need the long version of it. That's why I always tell people, I don't need the long version. I just need the cliff note version. I'm good at the cliff note version. I don't need all the details of the gore, people doing bad things to each other, because then that fills my mind with all kind of craziness, and I don't need that. I don't want that in my mind. That's not how I want to contribute to the world. With all of that negative hate and discontent and things like that. I don't want to contribute to the world with that. I don't even like passing that stuff on to people, something negative, something hateful, something that it doesn't make a difference in people's lives. It actually tears down most of the aspect and fiber of our society. Signs that you're healing from this, signs that we're moving forward in our lives. I got this off of Pinterest, and it was so good that you're healing. More observing. You're observing the way things are going. It's okay to be aware, but it doesn't mean that I need to take it with me. I don't need to take it with me in my mind and make that difference. I'm more responding. Because I'm more observing, less judging. So I'm not judging our society. I'm just saying how we can make ideas to make a difference in our society. And if you got any ideas out there how we can make differences in our society to make it better, definitely let me know. More self-love and less self-sabotage. More self-love, less self-sabotage. That's a big deal. We self-sabotage ourselves a lot of times. We don't make good contributions to ourselves because of the fact that we're already self-sabotage. More boundaries, less resentment. More inner peace, less out of chaos. Don't let the chaos in. It's very easy to keep the chaos out. You just don't let it in there. Just get it away from you. Say, nope. No chaos in here. You can't come in here. Lock the doors. No one can make you unhappy unless you give them the keys to the Rolls Royce. No one can make you unhappy unless you give them the keys to your Rolls Royce. I refuse to give you the keys to my Rolls Royce. That's not what we're doing today. You can't have these keys. You can't do it. I refuse it. I will not allow you to make that difference in my life by letting you steal those keys. You can't steal the keys to my happy. This is my happy. I own it, and I ain't gonna let it go no time soon. You can't have my happy. That's just the way it works. More clarity, less confusion. You know, say what you have to say, but you don't have to say it mean. You could be nice about it. Even if you got to say some bad news to someone, you still could be nice. You don't have to be evil. You don't have to tear someone down, because you can say, my intention is, I want to tell you this because I want you to get better. I want to make a difference in you and contribute something good to you. That's what we need to start doing. How can I make a difference in this person's life? Am I making a difference? Versus trying to tear them down, and then guess what? Nothing happens anyway. They're all torn down. We get beat up. Why would you beat that person up? We do enough of that to ourselves. We don't need nobody else adding more beat up or wearing ourselves out or talking bad about ourselves. More being, less doing. That means being present in the moment. Be present in the moment. Tell yourself, I'm present in the moment. I'm here. I'm here to make a difference within myself. This is what I plan on doing. I plan on saying, here we go. This is what I'm going to do. Versus, this is the way it's going to be. Yeah, I don't like this. Yeah, this and that, or whatever it is. We have this great opportunity to make this difference and contribute something good to the world. And welcome some other people on. We're talking about contributing and some of the questions that we had for people that's joining. What are some things that you would like to contribute to our society to make a difference? And to review some of the other questions was, what aspect of our society troubles you the most? And if you had the ability to change the world instantly, what would you change? Mine was love. Start loving each other. Start taking care of each other. Watch their back. watch each other's back, take care, lift somebody up, say something good to people. That's what I would like to see contribute to the world. Where is your greatest desire to serve? Serve the people. Be out there talking with the people, making a difference in their world. Say something kind, just the person you don't know. Even a smile. I know it's hard to do that with the mask, but you still, your attitude, your nonverbals know that you're smiling. They don't have to see your face. You can tell when someone's smiling, even with that mask on. Now the question is, in what areas can you dare to be different? This is a difficult question. In what areas can you dare to be different? Most of us are afraid to be different. Not physically, but do something that outside the norm. We talk about working outside of the norm, being in the norm. I don't want to be in the norm. I want to be unique to me. I don't want to be in the norm. I don't want to be in that bubble. I don't want to be in that box. Because normal is a box. That's complacency. So in what areas can you dare to be different? Anybody out there got anything else? Dare to be different. Anybody want to be them? I want you. I want you to be you. The real you. Not the mask that they put on us or give us, but the true you. What do you believe about you? What can you make a difference in our society and contribute something, piece of you? What are your gifts? What are you willing to share with us? Share your gifts with the world. Leave this world empty. That's what I would like to see. Everybody leave this world empty. As we move farther faster in our society, step back, have a conversation with yourself. If you have any issues or problems in your relationship, it starts with you. If you're saying bad things about yourself, you're probably going to say bad things to other people. And I know that's not the contribution you want to make to our society, to other people. I know you should say something good to yourself. Because then if you say it good to yourself, guess what? You're going to say something good to someone else. I know we have some people on there watching. If you got anything that you want to add, type it in. Or if you want to chime in, I can chime you in also. Because I think I could share with the camera. I think I did that the last time we had a event. As we move through with service contributions to our society, as we step forward, I like to build us an action plan. And as we build this action plan, we're going to make a difference. We're going to make a difference in what we do every day. So one, action plan. Have that conversation with yourself. Serve yourself first. How do you feel when you served yourself, when you said something good to yourself, when you lift yourself up? Now, guess what? You know how to do that because that feeling you gave them is what they're going to remember. People forget what you say. Like old Maya Angelou said, Dr. Maya Angelou said, she always left you with a good nugget. People all forget what you say. They forget what you do. But they will not forget how you made them feel. That's what it is. It's a feeling. How you made me feel is what they're going off of. Even though you maybe said something good to them, they're going to be like, okay, how did they make me feel? Did they make me feel good? Now, some people don't even like it, even though you made them feel good. Even if you're happy or uplifting, they're going to still be mad at you. I've had people ask me that. Why are you so happy? Well, I said, do you have time to stop for a second and listen to all the list of things I got to be happy about? Well, that's pretty much what I got a lot to be grateful for because I don't want to waste my moment. So in what ways can we bring greater joy into your life? into the lives of others. Part of our action plan. That should be part of your action plan. In what ways can you bring greater joy into your life and the lives of others? That's part of your homework. Did I do something today to add value to someone? Even if it was a nice text. You might have didn't see that person for a long time. Send them a text. Say, hey, I was thinking about you. Just wanted to tell you, hey, you're amazing. You're wonderful. You're beautiful. Just wanted to give you that shout out really fast and tell you, hey, give you a quick shout out. How long does that take to do that? That doesn't take that much time and effort. That's fairly simple, especially with the text or email or whatever you're using as far as your communication, or even on Facebook, even on Messenger, whatever you're using, that's easy. If you just did that to one person every day, that's 365 people you did that to for the year. 365 people that you reached out and you made that difference in their lives. It's okay, they're going to think you're weird, they're going to think that you're crazy. That's okay. It's all right. What people think about me is none of my business anyway. That's none of my business. That's their reality. I am what I think I am. I am what I think I am. All day, every day. I'm the biggest critic of myself. And as we move forward, you become that critic. Our next homework assignment. What service can you provide that will positively affect thousands of people? Now, I'm going to bring that down to a marginal level. It don't have to be thousands. It can have a ripple effect if you're affecting 100 and then everybody does 10 more. Now, then you're affecting thousands because you started it. But let's bring it down to 100 people, because all you got to do is affect 10 and then they go affect 10. So that's 100, that's well over 100 people. You good. Because each one of them did 10. So you got 100 people or more. But if it goes up to 1,000 and keeps adding up, guess what? That's good. Because most people know if they're on Facebook with me, I will unfollow you because I love you and I don't want to see negative stuff on my feed. I do love you, but I can't see negative stuff on my feed because that messes up my genre. It messes up. I can't function good. And when I can't function good, then I have to take that off. Now, if you're telling me a story that something's going on with you, I'm going to send you the love. I'm going to put prayers out for you. Whatever I need to do to help you, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to send you a message. I'm going to help lift you up. I'm going to be there if you need something. So as we close down in this topic of contributions to our society, this is our time to say to ourselves, how can I contribute? It definitely to our generation behind us, or even that generation behind them. Because we can make this change now and continue to move forward and make that difference. And as we make that difference, you'll see generational shifts in our contributions. And as we see that generational shift, what's going to happen is people going to start thinking, hey, did I really take care of that person? Did I really try to make a difference in that person? Did I make a difference in myself? That's my contribution. Did I make a difference in myself? Did I say good things to myself? Those are things that I want to make sure that we keep up on and do all the time, every day, day in and day out. So I'm going to take a step back. Anybody got any comments before I close down? I just wanted to put that out there real quick. What contributions are you going to make to our society today? Starting right now. If you're thinking about someone, tell them. If they look nice, tell them. It don't matter if it's your sister, your brother, don't matter who it is. Start with a little act of love and kindness. All right, that's Find Your Beast with Ty. You can listen to the podcast if you missed anything, or if you're part of the group, you can watch it in the group. Much love. Peace.